fear. It's relentless. Millions longing for hope and joy. Dr. Rod Parsley's ministry success has produced a winning book. The Final Demise of Fear answers the provocative question, was Jesus ever afraid? Discover how Jesus' final moments in tearful prayer led to your personal peace and fear's failure. You can be free from fear. The Lord our Shepherd is our protector and deliverer. If you're ready to finally overcome and cross over to victory, then The Final Demise of Fear is the book for you. Call or visit rodparsley.com and request The Final Demise of Fear. There's absolutely no cost or obligation. Don't allow delay to open the door to defeat. Call now. This free offer is only available while supplies last.
Celebrating 50 years of ministry, this is Breakthrough with Rod Parsley.
Hey there, welcome to your breakthrough. Today I am stirred all up in my spirit concerning our great God's desire. I want you to get this. You know, you have desires. You're made in the image of God. Therefore, God has desires. And today, He wants to pour out, hear this, guaranteed covenant. That's what a covenant is. It's a guarantee. He wants to pour out all seven covenant blessings in your life. Now, before I list them all out for you, which I will, allow me just to pause right here at the beginning and have you consider some numbers. First of all, the number seven, as any, you know, third grader trained in mathematics knows, if you add three and four, you get seven. Seven, of course, is, many of you know this, God's number of perfection or completion. Three, then, is mentioned over and over and over again in your Bible and mine. It is the number of God, the number of the Holy Trinity, Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Four, then, has many, many contexts in your Bible. Most often, the number four represents the world, the four corners of the earth. Revelation chapter 7 and verse 1 says, "Then I saw four angels standing on the four corners of the earth, holding the four winds of the earth, that the wind would not blow on the earth or on the sea or on any tree." So if three then represents God, the creator, and four represents the earth or creation, watch me, then seven, their sum, represents the whole of the creation, the totality of everything, complete fullness, wholeness, healing, and all the promises of God kept as He said they would be. Now, here are the promises that are kept. Not only are they kept, but as I spoke earlier, they are guaranteed if you have accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. Now, you know here at Breakthrough, we're all about the one. And if you've never accepted Christ Jesus as Savior and Lord, or you haven't been in relationship with Him, if you'll just dial that number right there on your screen, we will pray with you so that you're as sure for heaven and you know it as if you were already there. Now then, back to our study. First, as a result of your confession of faith in the blood of the Lamb, you have been redeemed. Second, redemption opens the door to eternal life because of the ultimate price paid by Jesus Christ, we're cleansed. We are made acceptable in the sight of God. We're also declared to be blameless, free from all accusation. I want you to grab a hold of number five. You and I are God's most prized possession. If there's somebody around you right now, just say, hey, look over here. I'm God's promise. That's right. Now say, I'm God's possession. There are promises available to you that are richer and deeper, more powerfully life transformative than we've ever heard before. Now, here's a second that so many are in such desperate need of, so many are searching for in our day. Peace. Third, God's covenant promise that you will live every day, right now, as an overcomer. Abraham's covenant with God had far, far-reaching implications. Through the patriarch Abraham, all the nations of the earth would be blessed, and Israel itself would possess its promised land. But get this, the new covenant is even stronger. Listen, we are living so far beneath our privilege, but I've come your way today to help lift you up and thrust you forward. In Jeremiah 31, 31 through verse 34, Almighty God promised a new covenant, a covenant completely unlike the first one with Israel. That one was repeatedly broken. The new covenant is forever irreplaceable. The new covenant is immutable, and it is undeniable. It is permanent, and it is binding. These seven amazing covenant blessings absolutely belong to you. Without question, they're yours now and forever. Our great and glorious God rejoices over you today with gladness. He wants to renew, to refresh, to revive, to resurrect you today with his perfect power and incomprehensible love. It does not matter if there's pain in your body, or if your heart's been broken, or maybe you faced the sting of betrayal and your tears stain your pillow at night. Today, today, you, my precious friend and partner, are destined. It's your destiny to rise up because God's covenant is with you today. You just didn't know it. You can stand tall, confident, at peace in the very presence of Jehovah God. What a thought. What a revelation. Zephaniah, in your Bible, chapter number 3, verse 17. I'm going to read it to you from the Message Bible now. Get it in your heart. Let it take root. Do not be afraid. He could have stopped there, but it gets better. Do not despair. Your God is present among you, a strong warrior there to save you. He will calm you with his love and delight you with his songs. God's singing over you right now. Dear friend, dear partner, that means when we praise the Lord in the natural, God performs the supernatural. We praise, he performs. He's rejoicing over you. Think about that. In the pavilions of heaven, the living God, Jehovah, is rejoicing over you right now. If you will seal the covenant, which you can do by means of faith, you can strengthen it by not only faith, but action with a sacrifice. And I believe when you do, doors, this is 2024, the year when God opens doors. Doors, hear me, that have been closed to you for year after year after year, about to be touched by the hand of God and swing open, ready for you to pass through into all seven of these promises. Now, I want you to agree with me. Will you do that? Can you agree with me right now? In this moment, that members of your family that may have not darkened the door of a church since you can remember are about to attend with you. Are you ready for that? Get your faith wrapped around it now. Your covenant seed of agreement sown in faith and wrapped in our agreement and expectancy can produce mighty, mighty miracles beyond what you could ever ask or even think. Come into agreement with me today. How do I do it? Well, put a seed together. I don't know what that seed would be for you. But let me just suggest to you that you include a seven in that amount, representing agreement with me concerning God's seven and seven covenant blessings. Remember, they're immutable. They're unchangeable. They're never ending. I don't know what the Holy Spirit would speak to you. Perhaps it's $37. The amount is not what's important. It's the faith required to sow it and coming into covenant agreement. Perhaps your seed would be $307 or $107. You just take it before the Lord. He will speak clearly to you. And then just pick up your phone. It's usually right there beside you. Mine always is. Call that number that's right there on your screen. You can call it day or night. But let me encourage you to call now. Don't put off your miracle. I'm ready to agree with you and your covenant seed. Perhaps a covenant seed of $77. That could become a divine catalyst to the acceleration and advancement of God's promises in your life. You know, Hannah in your Bible, her miracle was a son. So she prayed. God answered that prayer exactly. The prophet Samuel, a man who would become a prophet, a judge in Israel, a priest, his legacy extending lifetime after lifetime beyond his own. That, my friend, is the power of agreement. When you join together your prayers and your giving in an act of agreement, just like Hannah did, God's no respecter of persons. I encourage you right now, call. Call, release your covenant blessing with a pleasing sacrifice. Or simply just click on, I could do it right now, rodparsley.com. There it is. The instruction you choose to obey will determine the future you create. So don't hesitate. I want to agree with you for all seven covenant blessings to manifest mightily in your life, greater than you've ever experienced before. Let's agree together. Let's do it right now.
This is a now word for you. Seal your covenant with God by sowing a significant seed today. You've never known blessings like the seven guaranteed to you as a child of the King. For your covenant seed, Dr. Parsley will gladly sow back into your life the full revelation outlined in Seven Blessings of Covenant Agreement. This easy-to-read book is full of destiny-changing truth about the blessings already guaranteed to you. The global soul-winning Ministry of Breakthrough will be blessed as you sow your very best seed of $77 or more. To honor your gift, we'll also send you the accompanying six-disc, three-message teaching series as well, plus the HD digital download. God's seven blessings signify completion and perfection for you. Call now, sow your covenant blessing seed, and prayerfully consider including a seven in your seed faith gift. Phone lines are open now, or sow quickly and securely at rodparsley.com. Blessings are coming that include prosperity in every area, health, peace, wisdom, harmony in your family, and much more. Call now with your sacrificial seed and seal your covenant with God.
Well, before we run out of time on your breakthrough today, allow me to release the living, life-giving word of God himself into your heart. It comes from Hebrews chapter number 8, beginning with verse number 6. But now he has obtained a more excellent ministry because he is the mediator, the go-between of a better covenant, which was established on better promises. For if the first covenant had been faultless, then there would have been no need to have a second covenant. This is the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel, says the Lord. I will put my laws into their hearts. I will write them on their hearts. I will be their God. They will be my people. The mighty, mighty words of this book are not simply designed to make you feel good emotionally. No, sir, no, ma'am. The promises in God's word are God's guarantee of covenant agreement, which is our key that swings wide the open door in 2024. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 20. I love this. For all the promises of God in him, Jesus, are yes and amen to the glory of God through us. Now, through us right there means you are an integral part of displaying God's glory, the manifested tangibility of God to this present age everywhere you go. The great Matthew Henry, oh, I love his writings. He was a man of deep, deep consecration and, believe you me, deep intercessory prayer. He's known even to this day for his insight, his revelation into the Holy Scriptures, especially concerning covenant. Let me read to you what he wrote. Concerning covenant, he said this, those that set God always before them and walk before him with all their hearts shall find him as good as his word and better. He will both keep covenant with them and he will show them mercy. If your heart is indeed, and I believe so that it is, your heart is turned toward God, I believe your faith will spur you to action, always. If you haven't taken that step of faith, would you allow me to encourage you right now to set aside and sow a very, very special covenant seed, a seed that represents how much you love your deep and personal relationship with God, a praise to him, and by faith expresses your desire to receive and walk in all seven of these profoundly powerful covenant blessings. I'm encouraging you to include the number seven, God's number of perfection and completion in your seed as a step of faith. I'm believing in agreement with you today to pray, and then many of my friends and partners today, I'm believing to sow. Listen carefully to me now. A seed of at least $77. $77. Seven irrevocable covenant promises. A praise to God for everyone of $77. I want you to sow that today into the end time last days soul-winning revival work of the Lord Jesus Christ through this breakthrough broadcast around the world. We've been doing it now for nearly 40 years, every day around the world, stronger than ever. I need you. Can you hear me? I hope you can. I need you. Now, if that's you, I want you to pick up that phone. As I always tell you, it's right there with you, as mine always is. I want you to call now. I want you to sow your covenant seed. And let's believe for all seven of these magnificent blessings of God to become a right now, I feel your faith, a right now reality in your life and your family. A greater amount, like $177 or $777, may be the seed that the Holy Spirit has placed in your hand and on your heart. If so, respond. God's miracle is released by what he does when we just obey that voice of the Holy Spirit. Prayer partners are available right now, right now, to answer your call. Or you can sow quickly and securely at rodparsley.com. Will you do it? Let's agree together today that all seven of those blessings are yours because you are in covenant with King Jesus today.
This is a now word for you. Seal your covenant with God by sowing a significant seed today. You've never known blessings like the seven guaranteed to you as a child of the King. For your covenant seed, Dr. Parsley will gladly sow back into your life the full revelation outlined in Seven Blessings of Covenant Agreement. This easy-to-read book is full of destiny-changing truth about the blessings already guaranteed to you. The global soul-winning Ministry of Breakthrough will be blessed as you sow your very best seed of $77 or more. To honor your gift, we'll also send you the accompanying six-disc, three-message teaching series as well, plus the HD digital download. God's seven blessings signify completion and perfection for you. Call now, sow your covenant blessing seed, and prayerfully consider including a seven in your seed faith gift. Phone lines are open now, or sow quickly and securely at rodparsley.com. Blessings are coming that include prosperity in every area, health, peace, wisdom, harmony in your family, and much more. Call now with your sacrificial seed and seal your covenant with God.
Now listen, I want you to remember these words today. When God says, I will bless you, what he's saying is this: I'm going to empower you to prosper in every area of your life. Now, many, many of my friends and partners received this beautiful Seven Blessings covenant in the mail. I want you to sign it, and I want you to get it back to me right away so that I can pray and believe for all seven of these covenant blessings to be released into your life. I've signed it, you sign it, and you and I come into covenant together. And listen, there are some of you, you say, well, Pastor Rod, I didn't receive that. Well, can I just share this with you? I came out of the meeting just hours ago, and they shared with me, they said, Pastor Rod, through the summer, we did a lot of surveying. And they said, we found many, many, many people who some for many, many years, some newer partners, have stood with you. But for some reason, in the last 6 months, we haven't heard from them. Do you know that people think they go to church more than they actually do? Do you know that folks think they give to Breakthrough more than they actually do? Well, I pray if the Holy Spirit speaks to you, touches your heart, you'll remember Breakthrough. Think about, when's the last time I was a blessing to the gospel of Jesus Christ through Breakthrough? And maybe I could hear from you this week. It sure would be a blessing. Would you do it? Thank you for your faithful support of Breakthrough as we continue, as we've done for nearly 40 years, to take the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ to the whole wide world because of you.